There is a very specific, incredibly frustrating feeling that we have all experienced in the modern world.
Oh, definitely. I know exactly where you're going with this.
Right. You go out, you spend your hard-earned money on a piece of hardware, you bring it home, and then you realize you don't actually own it. Not really.
Yeah, because the second your internet connection drops, or, the manufacturer decides to update their terms of service, that expensive hardware turns into a glorified paperweight.
Exactly. It's just a brick. But what happens when that object isn't like a smart speaker or a streaming box? What happens when it's a massive piece of heavy machinery responsible for planting and harvesting the food that keeps humanity alive?
That is a much more terrifying scenario.
It really is, and that's exactly what we're getting into today. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are thrilled to have you with us because our mission today is to explore a highly confidential internal product spec sheet.
And this document is fresh. It's dated just a few days ago, March 13th, 2026.
Yeah, it comes from a company called DeReticular, and it outlines this enterprise product known as the Sovereign Harvest Agro-Industrial Package.
Which, I should add, is not some minor software update or like a simple router you plug into the wall.
Yeah.
This is an $85,999 piece of enterprise hardware and software.
Right, 86 grand, basically.
Yeah, it's a massive technological ecosystem engineered for a heavy industry.
And its entire purpose is to completely sever the modern commercial farm from the macro internet, to take these huge agricultural operations entirely off the grid, giving farmers total, uncompromised autonomy.
Total independence.
Exactly. So whether you're a tech enthusiast, a network engineer, or honestly just someone who eats food, this document reveals a massive hidden battle going on right now over who actually owns the data and the machinery that feeds the world.
It's wild to see it all laid out like this.
It really is. Okay, let's unpack this. DeReticular is stepping into a landscape where commercial farming is currently heavily tethered to the cloud. What exactly are they trying to disrupt here for you and me to understand?
What's fascinating here is that this isn't just about farming in the traditional sense, of soil and tractors. It's about localized artificial intelligence, heavy industry cybersecurity, and the very concept of digital sovereignty.
Digital sovereignty. That's a heavy term.
It is. If we look at the executive summary and the long descriptions from the internal WooCommerce product page in our sources, DeReticular lays out a very specific, aggressive narrative. They claim modern commercial agriculture has become entirely dependent on what they call big ag cloud services.
Right, and before we go any further, I want to pause and explicitly state something for you, the listener. We're not taking sides here.
No, absolutely not.
We're not endorsing corporate agriculture, and we aren't taking a political stance on the right to repair movement either. Our job today is strictly to report the exact stance and the specific marketing angle that DeReticular uses in this internal document to sell their incredibly expensive system.
Right, we're just looking at the blueprints. And DeReticular's stance is that centralization has become a critical vulnerability for the food supply. The document points out that modern tractors are strictly software locked.
Meaning they literally refuse to turn on or run without an active cellular connection pinging a corporate server.
Exactly. And furthermore, the yield data, meaning exactly how much crop a specific acre is producing at any given moment, and the genetic data of the livestock, it's all automatically harvested by the machinery.
And then sent to corporate clouds.
Yes. And then, according to the document, sold off to external tech companies and commodities traders without the farmer seeing a single dime of that data revenue.
Wow, it makes me think of a modern cloud-tethered tractor as basically a giant 15-ton leased smartphone.
That is a perfect analogy, yeah.
You can sit in the air-conditioned cab, you can steer the wheel, but you don't actually own the software brain inside it. And if the macro internet drops, or you just lose cellular service out in a rural valley, DeReticular points out that your automated irrigation systems and precision agriculture tools just fail.
You're just sitting there.
Right, you're sitting in a $500,000 machine, completely dead in the water, while a rainstorm approaches.
Which brings us to their proposed solution, a concept they explicitly market as right to repair sovereignty.
A right to repair sovereignty, okay.
The Sovereign Harvest Package is designed to physically intercept the machine codes over a private localized network. By doing this, it frees the farmer from those manufacturer software locks.
And the document actually names names,
It
right?
does. It specifically calls out major brands like John Deere and Case IH. By running DeReticular software locally, farmers can bypass the cloud, clear their own diagnostic codes, and maintain their own heavy equipment without needing permission from a centralized server.
They're essentially building a Faraday cage for an entire zip code.
Pretty much, yeah.
If a farm actually decides to drop 86 grand to pull this off, how do they physically blanket thousands of acres of mud, hills, and crops with a private internet? Let's look at the hardware stack they actually ship you, because the bill of materials is staggering.
Oh, it's a massive deployment. They call it building an unkillable farm grid, and it requires a highly coordinated multi-phase fulfillment process. It starts with the core compute power, which they've engineered for what they call dual barn high availability.
Dual barn high availability. Walk me through what that actually looks like on the ground.
Sure. So you get two high-capacity Century Pro clusters. These are made up of 6 1U server nodes in total.
And a 1U server node, for those who don't spend time in server rooms, is roughly the size and shape of a large pizza box, right?
Exactly. A pizza box packed with enterprise-grade computer guts. So you install one cluster of these server boxes in your main farm office in a nice climate-controlled space. Then you put the second cluster in a completely different secondary outbuilding across the property.
And they run in an active redundancy setup.
Yes, exactly.
And just to be clear, active doesn't mean one is just sitting there in standby mode waiting for the other to break, right? They are both constantly running, splitting the workload simultaneously.
Right, meaning if a massive storm takes out the roof of the main office and crushes the primary servers.
Which happens on farms.
All the time.
Yeah.
If that happens, the outbuilding servers instantly take over the entire load without a single millisecond of downtime. These clusters run the core operating system, called the Deep Admin.
The Deep Admin sounds ominous.
A little bit, yeah. This is the brain that manages the massive influx of IoT data and hosts the farm's unique root certificate authority, which handles all the digital security we'll discuss later. But to get the data from the fields back to those servers, you need the network canopy.
Right, and the package includes 50 Nomad mesh points running ruggedized Wi-Fi 6E. That handles the high bandwidth areas, like the barns, the main office, the processing facilities.
Yeah, but Wi-Fi, no matter how strong, doesn't reach miles out into a dense cornfield.
Not at all. For that deep field coverage, they include 5 high-gain LoRaWAN base towers.
And for those who might not know, LoRaWAN stands for Long Range Wide Area Network.
It's an incredible technology for sending tiny bits of sensor data over vast distances, sometimes up to 10 miles, using almost zero power.
Setting all of this up requires phase one of their fulfillment workflow, which is a human-led acreage topography and RF mapping site survey.
Wait, human-led, so they send people out.
Yeah, DeReticular's enterprise engineers don't just mail you the boxes. They actually ingest the farm's specific topographical maps. They analyze elevation changes, the density of tree lines, and this is the big one, the exact placement of massive metal grain silos.
Oh, because metal silos reflect wireless signals like crazy.
Exactly. They engineer the perfect broadcast angles for those LoRaWAN and Wi-Fi signals because they want zero dead zones. After the survey, all this hardware is flashed, pre-peered so it talks to itself out of the box, packed into weather-sealed crates, and shipped via dedicated LTL or less-than-truckload freight.
Wait, I have a major logistical question here.
Yeah.
Farms are vast, unpredictable landscapes. They aren't flat parking lots. What happens when a vital soil sensor is sitting at the bottom of a massive rolling hill, and that LoRaWAN tower, no matter how perfectly the engineers placed it, just physically cannot push a radio signal through solid earth to reach it?
It just hits dirt.
Right. Doesn't this whole unkillable network just die in a topographic dead zone?
It's a very real vulnerability, and DeReticular addresses it directly in their internal risk register under risk ID, REGRI01. They call the mitigation Tractor as a Relay.
Tractor as a Relay. So the vehicles themselves are part of the internet.
Exactly. The Sovereign Harvest package includes 10 Nomad fleet kits that technicians install directly into the tractors and combine harvesters. These kits act as mobile mesh repeaters.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, imagine a tractor driving down into a deep valley, a known dead zone where the tower signal can't reach. As the tractor passes by those isolated, disconnected soil centers, the tractor's local receiver grabs the data from the sensors.
And it just caches it in its onboard memory, right? It just holds on to it.
Yep. And the moment that tractor drives back up over the ridge and reconnects to the core network canopy, it blasts all that stored sensor data back to the Deep Admin servers in the barn.
The vehicles are acting as automated data couriers.
They are literally healing the network just by driving around and doing their normal job.
It turns physical kinetic movement into network resilience. That is brilliant. Okay, so you have spent a fortune blanketing your farm in this invisible, unbreakable Wi-Fi net.
A lot of money, yeah.
But a network is just an empty highway until you put traffic on it. What is the actual data traveling over these farm fields? Let's transition from the invisible infrastructure to the physical actions of the harvest.
The package includes 500 solar-powered industrial Forman micronodes. You drop these out into the fields, and they interface with specialized sensors in the dirt to monitor moisture levels and NPK.
Which stands for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Right. All of this data flows over the LoRaWAN network back to the deep admin.
And the deep admin, that local AI brain sitting in the barn, is constantly crunching these numbers. It looks at the soil moisture, it looks at crop maturity, and the AI itself schedules the harvest.
Automatically.
And this is where I want you, the listener, to really visualize what is happening. Imagine you're standing out in the middle of a massive 1,000-acre wheat field.
A massive multi-ton combine harvester fires up. You take those Nomad Fleet kits we mentioned earlier, and technicians plug them directly into the CAN bus or ISOBUS diagnostic ports of the machinery.
Which is essentially plugging directly into the central nervous system of the vehicle, bypassing the steering wheel and the pedals completely.
Exactly. This gives the local network direct access to the vehicle's steering and operational controls. So this combine uses localized RTK GPS auto steering.
And RTK stands for real-time kinematic.
Right. This isn't your phone's GPS that gets confused about whether you're on the highway or the frontage road.
Oh man, I hate that.
We all do. But RTK corrects satellite signals down to centimeter-level precision. So this empty combine heads out into the field and executes a harvest route completely autonomously.
But the document details a synchronized mechanical ballet that goes even further. When the combine's internal hoppers are full of grain, it doesn't just stop and wait for a human.
No, it doesn't.
It pings an autonomous grain cart over the local Wi-Fi mesh network. The cart drives itself out, pulls up perfectly alongside the moving combine, and the combine offloads the grain into the cart while they are both driving at speed.
That's incredible. Zero macro internet connection required. Zero human intervention.
It is entirely self-contained. And while the heavy machinery is pulling off that incredible logistics routine out in the dirt, there is an entirely different kind of AI operating back in the barns.
Yeah, the package includes two Sovereign Sentry desktop nodes. One is for the farm's main administrative office, using optical character recognition to automatically scan supply chain invoices and manage vendor contracts.
Okay, standard office stuff.
Right, but the other one is a dedicated veterinary and herd node.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The document highlights a capability called hands-free animal healthcare.
The scenario they describe is a rancher in a stall physically examining a sick calf during a difficult calving. Their hands are full, covered in mud, and worse.
Much worse.
Yeah, they're wearing a secure, localized headset, and they simply speak out loud. Tag 4U92, exhibiting lethargy, administered 10 cc antibiotic.
I have to push back on the practicality of this.
Oh.
Have you ever been in a commercial barn? It is incredibly loud.
Very loud.
There are animals moving, heavy machinery humming, metal gates clanking, incredible amounts of dust and dirt flying around. Is a loud, dirty barn really the place you want to rely on voice dictation software?
I get frustrated trying to text by voice when I'm sitting in a quiet, parked car.
You're absolutely right to question that, and Deriticular's hardware engineering reflects that exact concern. The vet node uses what the document calls localized whisper AI.
Localized whisper AI, so it's not going to the cloud. Exactly. It isn't sending your audio to a cloud server to be processed and interpreted. It's doing the natural language processing right there on the heavy-duty desktop node.
Oh, wow.
And the secure headset is specifically designed with acoustic algorithms to filter out ambient barn noise. So it hears the command, transcribes the audio, extracts the specific data points like the tag number, the symptoms, the dosage, and securely logs it into a local PostgreSQL database.
And a PostgreSQL database is basically a hyper-secure, enterprise-grade digital filing cabinet. It is entirely air-gapped from the internet. Your livestock's genetic and health records never leave the physical property line of the farm.
Exactly. And regarding the dirt and the dust you mentioned, the document addresses this in RISC RENV01. Harvesters and barns will utterly destroy standard IT equipment.
Oh, absolutely. Dust gets into everything.
So Deriticular built this stuff with what they call ag-grade ruggedization. All these fleet kits and IoT bridges are fanless, meaning there are no moving parts to suck in dirt. They have an IP67 rating, making them heavily dusted and water resistant. And the internal components are literally potted in thermal epoxy.
Wait, they pour solid resin over the electronics?
Yes, curing them into a solid brick so they can withstand extreme vibration, massive temperature swings, and all the chaff flying around at a harvest.
They are heavily fortifying the infrastructure against the physical environment, which brings us to a terrifying scenario.
Okay, let's hear it.
When you have an automated multi-million dollar fleet of heavy machinery running on its own local network, you've essentially created a massive single point of failure. If things go wrong, the consequences aren't just a dropped Zoom call, they are catastrophic. How does the Sovereign Harvest System protect this digital moat it just built?
They deploy what they call the Wardens for Security, covering both physical and digital threats. On the physical side, you get 5 Vault Warden modules. These use 3D LiDAR, which bounces invisible laser light to map spaces, to monitor the exact volumes of grain inside massive silos in real time.
Oh, that's cool.
It also uses that LiDAR to detect any physical perimeter breaches around the barns at night.
And out in the fields, they use multispectral PTZ, or pan-tilt zoom, cameras. These perform a function they call spectral provenance.
Which is a great example of high-end tech trickling down to agriculture. The cameras are constantly scanning the crop canopies across different spectrums of light.
Because healthy plants reflect near-infrared light very differently than sick plants.
Exactly. By reading these invisible light spectrums, the system can detect the microscopic signatures of crop blight or nitrogen deficiency days, or even weeks before the leaves actually turn brown and the issue becomes visible to the human eye.
That is wild. That covers the physical crops. But let's talk about digital security, because if I am a hacker and I manage to get onto this localized network, maybe I'm not interested in stealing data.
Okay, what are you interested in?
What's stopping me from spoofing a steering command over that local mesh and crashing a 20-ton combine harvester straight into a barn, or worse, into a group of workers?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is exactly why industrial control systems are so heavily scrutinized by engineers. DIRETICULAR's risk register identifies this exact threat as risk RSEC06, machinery hijacking.
Machinery hijacking, scary.
Very. And their mitigation strategy is something they call cryptographic steering.
How does cryptographic steering actually stop a hacker from taking over the steering wheel?
It relies on that root certificate authority we mentioned being minted during phase 1. The entire farm operates under an AgriFleet Master license, secured by a cryptographic SHA-256 key.
Okay, so a heavy encryption.
Furthermore, the network uses segmented CA certificates. This means the low-level IoT traffic, like the tiny solar-powered soil moisture sensors out in the dirt, are mathematically segregated from the heavy machinery network.
Oh, I see.
If a hacker somehow physically compromises a soil sensor in a field and accesses the network, they cannot pivot from that low-level sensor network to the high-level tractor steering logic.
Because the tractor mathematically refuses to listen to them.
Exactly. The industrial foreman nodes plugged into the tractors require strict X.509 signature verification for any kinetic or steering command. It uses a system of public and private keys.
Think of it like a highly complex mathematical wax seal on a digital envelope.
Perfect way to put it. The deep admin server holds the unforgeable private key. If the steering packet arriving at the tractor does not have the exact, mathematically verified signature proving it originated from the central deep admin server, the tractor instantly drops the packet.
It simply ignores the command and flags the anomaly.
You cannot fake the math.
So you can't just shout, turn left, onto the local Wi-Fi. You have to have the cryptographically secure badge that proves you are the central brain. That is heavy-duty security.
And the system is beautifully resilient when it comes to raw electrical power, too. The industrial foreman software natively manages the farm's microgrid balancing its solar arrays and battery banks.
Right, because if you're off the digital grid, you might be off the power grid, too.
Exactly. If the macro power grid goes down, the system instantly triages. It will automatically pause power to non-critical things like secondary grain augers and route all available battery power to keep the truly critical infrastructure alive.
Like incubator heat lamps for livestock or the massive cooling tanks required to keep dairy milk from spoiling?
It is a complete, holistic approach to operational continuity. It's designed to keep the farm alive, functioning, and producing, regardless of what's happening in the outside world, whether that's a digital attack or a physical power grid collapse.
So what does this all mean? We spent this time digging through a highly confidential spec sheet for a product that most people will never see, let alone buy. But for you, the listener, the takeaway here is profound.
It really is.
The Sovereign Harvest isn't just an $86,000 tech upgrade. It is a declaration of independence for commercial agriculture. It is an engineering blueprint for turning massive, sprawling farms into floating digital fortresses, completely self-contained, entirely sovereign, and disconnected from the corporate cloud.
And this raises an important question, something for you to really think about as we wrap up. The current global food supply chain is deeply reliant on an endless stream of centralized data.
Right, mountains of data.
Hedge funds, commodities traders, and massive corporations use the aggregated yield and weather data harvested from these millions of connected farms to predict global food prices and market stability.
So if they don't have that data?
Exactly. If a system like the Sovereign Harvest takes off, if thousands of the world's largest mega farms suddenly go completely air-gapped, if they pull the plug and stop sharing their yield data with the cloud, what happens to the global commodities markets when the data they rely on simply vanishes behind a localized cryptographic wall?
Wow. It's a massive blind spot being engineered right into the global market. The ripple effects would be staggering. And it all circles back to where we started. That feeling of owning your hardware versus leasing it? Deuriticular is betting $86,000 a pop that farmers want to stop driving 15-ton leased smartphones and start driving actual machinery again.
It's a massive bet.
It is. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the source material. We hope this gave you a whole new perspective on the invisible digital infrastructure that puts food on your table. Keep questioning how the world around you really works, and we will catch you next time.